There are other types of people and personalities that are sensitive to criticism. For example, a person with a more aggressive personality style may respond to perceived criticism by attacking others first. Stick it to other people before they stick it to you. That person is not avoiding interactions. They stay in the game and they just fight their way through. But you see the difference there? I just use that example to illustrate that no one likes criticism, and not everyone who is sensitive to criticism or rejection responds to it in an avoidant way. With avoidant personality, the avoidance is about avoiding relationships and closeness because of feeling inadequate and fearing rejection or criticism in some form. The treatment for this is cognitive therapy. There may be some behavioral exercises that a therapist can help set up for you, but generally the approach is addressing your distorted beliefs about yourself. I talk about cognitive distortions in this video. I think it would be hard to adequately address this from a self-help approach because you need someone to help you identify some of your distorted thoughts. But you may get by talking through some of your thoughts with a trusted friend. So let's summarize some of the common beliefs that you can have with avoidant personality disorder. You are inadequate. People disapprove of you and want to criticize you. If someone gets to know you, they won't like you, so you can't expose yourself to them. Your feelings aren't safe around others because they will mock you. These are a starting place for you. If you can identify with these, then write them down. Then, to add more of your own thoughts, think about situations that have caused problems for you, like the examples that I gave with work and needing to interact with small groups and things like that. Have you had trouble at work because of your assumptions about what people are thinking? Take an inventory of your relationships. Do you have close friends? Do you have a romantic partner? Most people with avoidant personality disorder are deeply lonely, but they lack the desire to do the things that it takes to get close to someone because of how uncomfortable it makes them feel. So part of getting past that is being resolved to deal with the discomfort to get to the end goal. That means you should expect the process to be hard and you'll have to keep going at it. But I will say, in looking for a partner, you'll probably be more suited for someone who's more emotionally hands-off like you are. You won't do well with a person who's more emotionally needy and wants a lot of your attention. You can improve in this area of being more revealing of yourself, but you can only go so far with it. So you don't need someone who's pressing you all the time to talk and share your feelings. Identifying what's behind your behavior is an important step and gives you insight, but then you need to challenge your beliefs. And that's the part that may not be so easy to do on your own. In this video, I give you one way to challenge your distorted beliefs. There are other ways to challenge beliefs, but with avoidant personality disorder, I think you need someone to help you navigate through it. Another thing that can help with avoidant personality disorder is skills training. This would be getting help with having conversations or how to carry yourself in public. You could also get help on how to nurture a relationship. For example, asking people questions and following up on their answers. This shows that you're interested in them, and you can learn how to reveal things about yourself so people can feel close to you. Also, with skills training, you can get feedback on what are appropriate things to share with people. So there's a lot here. And I do think that even if you don't have a therapist, understanding what holds you back can still help you make some changes to improve your relationships. Thanks again, Dee, for the question. See you next time.